Ukraine security issue.
May 5, 2022. The Ukrainian forces have launched counterattacks in the Kharkiv and Izum frontline areas, while the fiercest fighting is taking place in the Luhansk region, Valery Zaluzhny, commander-in-chief of the armed forces, told Mark Milley, chairman of the US Joint Chiefs of Staff. At the same time, according to Zaluzhny, Russia is increasingly using cruise missiles targeting Ukraine's logistical infrastructure. In particular, he said on the 3rd of May, 14 cruise missiles were launched from Tupolev 160 strategic bombers in the Caspian area. The purpose of such attacks is to disrupt the delivery of international military and technical aid to Ukraine, Zaluzhny said. Following Wednesday's massive Russian missile strikes on strategic infrastructure facilities in the city of Dnipro as well as the Kyiv, Mykolaiv, Kirovohrad regions, missiles hit the city of Kramatorsk, Donetsk region, on Thursday morning, destroying apartment buildings, private houses, a school and a local industrial plant. 25 civilians were injured. Cruise and ballistic missiles are launched from Russian Belarus as well as from aircraft and ships. According to the general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces, there are three Russian missile cruisers armed with a total of 20 long-range caliber cruise missiles. Andriy Vizhenko, an expert with the Kyiv-based Center for Defense Strategies, adds that the long-range missiles can also be launched from submarines in the Black Sea and missile cruisers in the Caspian Sea. They are running out of their caliber seaborne missiles. A month or so ago, they began to actively use their submarines, and 2 weeks ago, they began to launch missiles from the Caspian Sea. They have four missile corvettes there, and they can also use them. The range of such missiles is at least 1,500 kilometers, so there is a real threat of missile strikes from the sea, and we need to build up our air defense capabilities to neutralize them, said Andriy Rezhenko. The Azov port city of Mariupol remains the hottest spot on the war map as Russian troops continue to bomb, shell and storm the Azov-style steel plant, the last stronghold of the city's defenders. Hundreds of civilians, mostly women and children, have been hiding in the plant basements and waiting to be evacuated for almost 10 weeks. Outside Mariupol, the Russian occupiers keep so-called filtration camps. According to Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the Mariupol mayor, they hold about 2,000 civilian men there and force them to clean up rubble and collect dead bodies in the city as well as nearby villages. The inmates are kept in inhuman conditions. They have to sleep on the floor in the corridors, and all they are given to eat is disgusting broth. Their documents and phones were seized from them, and they are not allowed to leave the camp without an armed Russian escort. There have been attempts to escape and breaks through the UN and Red Cross evacuation buses, but the men were caught and brutally beaten up. Another five bodies of civilians were found on Thursday in the Luhansk region after heavy artillery strikes on residential areas and civilian infrastructure, adding to the constantly growing number of innocent victims. Some cities, towns and villages in the region have been completely destroyed, and the situation there can only be described as a humanitarian disaster. According to Mykola Khanatov, head of the Popasna city administration, the residents only have water and food left for a week. It's impossible to deliver humanitarian aid to the city, and it's impossible to evacuate people, he said.
In the town of Popasna, it is impossible, unfortunately, to provide any services or evacuate people because the enemy forces occupy the major part of the city.
There are some areas that they don't control yet, but they block all the roads around the city and capture those who try to flee. They captured our bus drivers and handed the list to the city administration, demanding to swap them for captured Russian soldiers. Yesterday we met people who were walking out of Popasna. They confirmed that there was really nothing left of the town, said Mykola Khanatov. More and more bodies of civilians are found in the liberated towns and villages across the Kyiv region. Two male bodies were found on Wednesday. Forensic experts say the men were shot and then run over by a tank. The bodies were identified and given to relatives for reburial. As of May 5th, as many as 1,235 bodies of civilians had been found in the Kyiv region. Residents of liberated towns and villages in the Chernihiv region are painfully recovering from the Russian occupation as very many of them find their homes destroyed and dead bodies are still found. Russian troops occupied the village of Yahidne for 4 weeks. They destroyed almost all the houses and looted the rest. They kept more than 300 people in the basement of the village school and only allowed them to go outside for a short while. The oldest was 93 and the youngest was 3 months old. Some of the people died of suffocation in the basement and their bodies lay there for days. Sometimes the Russians allowed the people to bury the dead at their village cemetery, several bodies in one grave. Valentina, who survived the nightmare, said that she was frightened to death when Russian soldiers forced her and other villagers to dig a pit near the school. They told us to dig a pit right in front of the school, a very big pit. We thought they would shoot us and dump us into that pit, said Valentina.
Ukraine is launching a global fundraising platform for everyone willing to help fight the aggressor country. Through the platform named United 24, people in any corner of the world will be able to transfer money that will go to defense needs, humanitarian aid, restoration and rehabilitation. Payments can be made from credit cards and bank accounts in any currency, including crypto. The United 24 team guarantees permanent accountability through updated reports available on the platform as well as official pages on social networks.